Welcome to Big Giant Book, a musical storytelling podcast for children. My name is Rachel, and I write the stories, and this is Joey. And he creates the music. This story is called If My Blocks Could Talk. If my blocks could talk, they'd have a lot to say. They've been a castle and a car wash on the very same day. They've been a dinosaur, airport, a grocery store, a mountain and a river on the kitchen floor. A house for a mouse and a home for a toad. A racetrack and a train track and a winding road. They'd say, build us taller, make us a tower. They'd say, lay us flat, make us mud that goes splat. When they topple, when they flopple, when they tumble and fall, they'd say, hey, it's no problem, it's no trouble at all. Build us up again or make something new, just to tumble and topple, it's what we blocks do. Blocks clunk and thunk, blocks stack and fall. My rain boots are 6 blocks tall. Blocks clunk and thunk, blocks stack and fall. My rain boots are 6 blocks tall. And if my blocks could talk, they'd have a lot to say. They've been a castle and a car wash on the very same day. They'd say, we love being a construction site. Bulldoze us up and load us up, what a delight. Drive us around in a dump truck or box. Sort us and transport us, we love being blocks. And when you pick us all up and pack us away, we're all tuckered out from all of our play. Yes, when you pick us all up and pack us away, we're all tuckered out from all of our play. Blocks clunk and thunk, blocks stack and fall. My rain boots are 6 blocks tall. Blocks clunk and thunk, blocks stack and fall. My rain boots are 6 blocks tall. Yes, blocks clunk and thunk, blocks stack and fall. My rain boots are 6 blocks tall. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you had fun with this story all about blocks. I love blocks. They are such a cool, open-ended play material. And you know, every single person is going to play with blocks a little bit differently, and that's the beauty of it.
And hey, you can even use blocks to make music.
That's right. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Rachel. I actually used blocks to make all the percussion for this story. I figured, you know what? It's a story about blocks. We should use blocks for the music, too. And I found that you can actually make a lot of different sounds with blocks. I have a couple here, and I noticed you can play the sides together, and they sound like this. Or the edges. Or you can even slide them together. And you can use all those things to make different sounds. So if you have some blocks of your own, go back and listen to the story again and see if you can make some rhythms of your own. And I even have a rhythm for you to try today. It goes like this. One, two, three, and four. One, two, three, and four. And you know, if you don't have blocks, you can still play that rhythm. You could tap it on your lap. One, two, three, and four. Or clap your hands. One, two, three, and four. So try it out. Listen to the story again and see if you can play that rhythm. And you know, just like you can build lots of different things with blocks, you can play lots of different rhythms too. So see what other kinds of rhythms or beats you start to make, and I hope you have fun with it.
Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Blocks. Oh, whoops. Okay. Dropped them. So there was another instrument that you used today, and I know it's the guitar, but it did sound different than when you used the guitar before, a lot lower. So can you please tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was thinking kind of a, you know, walking bass line, kind of like a jazzy vibe. And I thought, what if I use the low strings of the guitar to play the bass line and see what that sounds like? And I think it kind of ended up with a cool result.
I think so too. Thanks, Joey, and thanks, guitar. Good job playing a little bit of the bass end today. All right, it's time for our silly story. Okay, let's do a drum roll. Joey, pick a name.
Cora in North Dakota.
Okay, Cora in North Dakota, thank you. You have three responses that you sent in, and that is what we'll use to fill in this story. But first, I'm going to read it with the blanks, the part that's missing. And Joey is actually going to say the word blank when we get to those parts of the story, so it'll be even more clear. And so this is a new way that we're doing it. Let's see how it goes. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Okay. Amy brought her blocks outside to build a bug house. Maybe the bugs will feel
blank
when they see what I built. While she built with her blocks, Amy listened to the sound of
blank
in the bird bath. What a nice spring day. I hope a big green
blank
comes to live in this house before I have to clean it all up. Okay, thank you, Joey, for the blanks. Now I'm going to read it again. Will you please read the words that Cora sent in when we get to that part of the story?
You got it.
Okay, here we go. Amy brought her blocks outside to build a bug house. Maybe the bugs will feel
sleepy
when they see what I built. While she built with her blocks, Amy listened to the sound of
a lawnmower
in the bird bath. What a nice spring day. I hope a big green
bumblebee
comes to live in this house before I have to clean it all up. Thank you so much, Cora, for sending in these responses. You helped us out, and this story turned out to be so silly. And now, if your child would like a chance to help us complete next week's silly story, please email us at sillystory@biggiantbook.com. So just SILLYSTORY at biggiantbook.com. Or if you are on Instagram and you click through stories, we have started popping it up on Monday afternoon, and it's a 24 hour, so it goes through Tuesday. And then again on Thursday afternoon through Friday. And so that's another kind of quick, easy way to do it as well. And so the three things we are looking for next week: number one, a shape; number two, a fruit; and number three, something you build with blocks. So if your child would like to share their responses, please send that through email or on the Instagram story. And we look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in today and every week. And until next time, have a lot of fun on your big giant day.